We're back with another workout nutrition DIY post. It's been a while since I've done one of these, but some companies in the supplement industry are really starting to grind my gears again, so hey, here we are. If you haven't checked out the last blog post on how to get a workout edge with Red Park's Classic 5x5 method, go ahead and do that now. Fitness and nutrition is becoming more and more widespread these days. Instagram and TikTok is full of influencers who promise they can tell you the best way to get that dream body you want while still remaining humble by disclosing their fitness journey about how they used to be obese. And that's fine. But what never seems to stop getting my dander up is the pseudoscience. And the fact that pseudoscience is accepted just by how many likes it gets because of an algorithm some guy who's never even seen the inside of a gym has invented, you know who use. Are you? One particular thing that I've really got a bone to pick with is the rise of meal replacement shakes and fruit and vegetable supplements, acting like they can replace whole food nutrition. Maybe I'm in the rant mood today, I don't know. But here we go. Workout nutrition DIY. Are fruit and vegetable supplements worth it? So you see an ad on YouTube or TikTok and it says it's going to give you all the nutrition you need in one handy shake plus solve all your life problems for you. You'll save money on lunch, get better skin, more muscle mass, better sex, that promotion you've always wanted. Your wife will come back to you, agree to have a threesome, and let you take out a second mortgage on that house for the dream Mustang you've always wanted. Alright, so maybe it didn't promise the last four, but you get the idea. Then there are supplement companies out there that will have you believe you don't need to worry about knowing what fruits and vegetables to pick when you go grocery shopping because you can get them all in powdered form. Like some MRE you eat while deployed. And while I agree fruit and vegetable supplements can be helpful and serve as a booster on top of eating your 5 a day, they will not magically alter your life and give you loads of energy. In the name of all things holy, they're fruit and vegetables, damn it. Which means they help with micronutrients, polyphenols and carotenoids, more commonly known as strong antioxidants, not first world problems, and they certainly can't replace whole fruits and vegetables entirely, nor are they all you need for a healthier lifestyle. Eating your fruits and veggies and supplementing with their respective supplements does mean you'll reap the benefits of having more antioxidants, something I talk about in both Sup Up. No Bull Nutrition Guides. It does not mean you'll notice a surge in energy or a hard on for life. We're not talking about a line of you know what you do off some stripper's ass. I also don't like how some companies ever so subtly imply that they can replace whole fruits and vegetables in your nutrition uptake and you never have to eat another fresh fruit or veggie again. Okay, I've had my rant. Now let's look at what antioxidants found in whole fruit and vegetables do and why whole foods are still important while their powdered cousin is more like Robin to Batman. Medical effects of polyphenols. Antioxidants, or more specifically polyphenols, are the largest group of dietary antioxidants known. Their numbers are vast, and the best estimation is they can have over 8,000 different chemical structures. They have the ability to donate hydrogen atoms, electrons, and metal cations, and can also scavenge free radicals. Due to these mechanisms, this means they play a huge but unspoken role in preventing and protecting us against some of the worst killers to afflict humankind. If you want to have a look at the research yourself, check out Corey et al. 2018 at the end of this post. Under references, polyphenols and neurological disorders. The antioxidant properties of different polyphenols also improve brain function and brain health. Islam et al. 2022. Matt Bull and Zahravi, 2021. They protect your brain cells from being damaged, and let's face it, brain health is everything. Improves synaptic plasticity, which allows neurons to communicate with each other easier, and reduce the buildup of neuropathological proteins, like those present in diseases such as Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, etc. Polyphenols and obesity. Studies that have been done in vitro both in humans and animals found that certain polyphenols may increase thermogenesis and energy expenditure. Botulino and Dandolo, 2020. They may also decrease inflammation and oxidative stress in general, which facilitates weight loss. You'll remember I wrote about this in both SUPUP. Noble Military Nutrition Guides. The known polyphenols for this are EGCG, also known as epigallocatechin gallate and anthocyanins. EGCG can be found in things like avocados and green tea, while anthocyanins are found in foods like cherries, berries, red onions and more. Polyphenols and cancer. Cells get old and stop functioning normally. Apoptosis is a type of cell death. It sounds bad, but it's a vital process in an organism's health. When left unchecked, these cells can turn cancerous. Apoptosis gets rid of the dead cells before they can cause any trouble. However, once cancer cells begin to develop, apoptosis can be blocked, and this is where polyphenols come in. They step in and save the day by initiating apoptosis to lower the chance of this happening. Other cell defense systems are also promoted by polyphenols, in addition to modulating cell cycle signaling, the pathways that control cell proliferation. Several studies, Bosad et al., 2020, confirm that high flavonoid intake is related to a lower incidence of cancer, in particular cancers of the lungs, stomach, and colon. Polyphenols and type 2 diabetes. Speaking of flavonoids, in particular anthocyanins found in berries, these guys can reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes by improving insulin secretion and sensitivity. Fair et al., 2017, and decreasing the postprandial insulin response. The logic is they're able to do this because they inhibit the digestion of carbohydrates, alongside slowing intestinal glucose absorption. Flavonoids also modulate the liver's release of glucose and stimulate insulin secretion, while also triggering beneficial gene expression and cell signaling pathways. Polyphenols and cardiovascular disease, CVD. You'll remember I talked about oxidative stress in previous blog posts. It's a main culprit in the development of CVD. Bell et al., 2020. It trashes the linings of blood vessels, the endothelium. I also wrote about this in the SUPUP. Noble Workouts for Better Sex Guide Function, which triggers atherosclerosis and ultimately cardiovascular disease. Polyphenols increase the production of nitric oxide, which widens the pathways that red blood cells travel, thus avoiding strokes. Other effects of making sure you get your daily dose of antioxidants includes the ability to naturally lower LDL bad cholesterol, raise HDL good cholesterol, and positive effects on blood pressure. While various polyphenols can play a role in protecting your cardiovascular system, quercetin is the real MVP. You can find huge quantities of it in red onion, berries, and other dark fruits and vegetables. What I'm really trying to say is, science has only just started to explore the vast world of antioxidants / polyphenols, and the potential benefits for humankind appear limitless. The right types and amounts of polyphenols may one day give us the mythical wonder pill that present-day nutritional alchemists are looking for. Polyphenols may just cure countless diseases. They may lengthen not just the lifespan but the health span where people age, but keep the strength, mobility, and vigor of their youth. But getting all this from a single antioxidant supplement, no matter how advanced it is, the chances of that happening are low, and that supplement would need help from you. So what's the verdict? No one fruit and vegetable supplement contains all the polyphenols you need for perfect health. No more than a single medicine cures all illnesses. Remember, there are around 8,000 polyphenols that have been discovered. Like I said in my nutrition guide sup-up. No bull, whole food military nutrition at home. There are other type of plant-based foods beyond your fruits and vegetables, all of which are abundant in antioxidants that are unique. If you want to know what these are, get the guide with the flexible sup-up. No bull meal planner now. Bottom line, you just have to be aggressive and really go for it when it comes to eating healthy, balanced meals every day. The supplements are just a top-up. Stop thinking some all-in-one shake, capsule, tablet, or gummy bear is going to make you healthy overnight. Like building muscle, there are no shortcuts. So do it properly. That's all, folks. If you liked this post, share it and subscribe. Asterisk cough cough asterisk email asterisk. If you really like this post, but don't have the sup-up guides yet, buy them now. They cost less than that nice shirt on your back, but unlike that shirt, the knowledge gained lasts a lifetime. If you've already bought the guides, hey, thanks, and like the free knowledge gained on the sup-up blog, then go ahead and check out the other gear in my shop. Get your free printable workout log now. Pick up some whey protein for your next workout. New threads for that sleeve splitting arms day. Or something else that'll help you remember that when it comes to fueling and training your body, once you learn how to, where you are matters less. It's a good way to keep the blog running healthy and strong. Every item, the material, colors, style, ingredients, and quality, are all handpicked by me. If I won't wear it, eat it, drink it, or read it, I won't sell it. It's that simple. You've already bought all the gear and guides. Well, damn, thanks. Not looking for anything in particular in return. Then go ahead and donate whatever you like. If you go ahead and get the guide instead, either as an e-book or paperback, you'll discover great ways to get more out of your workouts while traveling or on the go. Preview of chapters available in shop. Drop by next week for yet another great post to add to your workout and nutrition arsenal. Stop doing guesswork. Start making the necessities of your life easier. Sup up. Get your gear now. If you know how to fuel and train your body, where you are matters less. Trademark. Sup up. References. Bell, T. Bungor, S. Kumar, K. Zenjan, G. Kong, F. Kumar, A. Kaur, R. Venkatachalam, T. Tit, M. D. Vdsa, C. M. Barsan, G. Mostanor, D.E. 2020. Pleiotropic effects of polyphenols in cardiovascular system. Biomedicine and pharmacotherapy. 130:110,714. Available from https://boy.org/10.1016/j.biofa.2020.110,714. Bocel, P.B., Yunha, S., Vetrival, P., Kim, H.H., Kim, S.M., Kim, G.S. 2020. Functions of polyphenols and its anti-cancer properties in biomedical research. A narrative review. Transl Cancer S. 912. pages 76:19 to 76:31. Available from http://boy.org 10.21037/tcr22359. Bocciolino, M. D'Angelo, S. 2020. Anti-obesity effects of polyphenol intake, current status and future possibilities. International Journal of Molecular Sciences. 2116:5642. Available from https://boy.org/10.3390/igems21165642. Corey, H. Passerell, S. Zetto, J. Tam S. M. Mattei, J. 2018. A Role of Polyphenols in Human Health and Food Systems, a Mini Review. Frontiers in Nutrition. Volume 5. Available from https://boy.org/10.3389/fnet.2018.00087. Guachfer, M. Marin, J. Sun, Q. Fido, M. Salas Salvato, J. 2017. Dietary Polyphenols, Mediterranean Diet, Pre-Diabetes, and Type 2 Diabetes, a Narrative Review of the Evidence, Oxidative Medicine and Cellular Longevity, 17,723,931, 16 pages, available from https://boy.org/10.1155/2017/6723931. Islam, F. Islam, M.D. M. Khanim, J.F. Nafat, M.H. Islam, M.D. R. Dr. A. Mitra, S. Al-Humidi, F.A., Emran, T.B., Kusaro, A., Samulgantora, J., F. Dakari, A., Karami, F., Bagay Arai, M. 2022. Multifaceted Role of Polyphenols in the Treatment and Management of Neurodegenerative Diseases. Chemisphere. 307:3,136,020. Available from https://boy.org/10.1016/j.chemisphere.2022.136,020. Makbul, M. Zeravi, M. 2021. Neuroprotective Role of Polyphenols in Treatment of Neurological Disorders. The Review. Interpain Medicine Neuromod. 11:117,170. Available from https://boy.org/10.5812/ipmn.117,170. Workout Nutrition DIY. Are fruit and vegetable supplements worth it? Is a post from SUPUP.